This is Ozarks at Large. Last fall, the Fayetteville Virtual Academy began classes. Students in 4th through 8th grades are taking instruction via online learning, as well as through opportunities to visit teachers face-to-face and take field trips, called field experiences by the school staff. The school's website lists a variety of schedules and personalized learning plans. Joanna Lever is the principal of Fayetteville Virtual Academy, and this week we asked her to come back to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk about the first semester at the first of its kind in Arkansas school. She says there are already expansion plans for next fall.
We went before the charter authorizing panel in Little Rock with the Arkansas Department of Ed and got approval to expand to 12th grade for the 2017-18 school year.
That's in the fall.
That's this fall, yes.
So things are going well?
Things are going very well. We've been able to offer a flexible program for students as far as scheduling goes. Students are able to work at their own pace. They're able to work during the time of day that's best for them based on their needs. So,
for those of us who are of a certain age who haven't experienced virtual education, how does this work?
Our students do the majority of their work at home. They have access to their courses 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they can log in whenever they want and access those courses and complete their online coursework. It's available in an asynchronous manner, and we have opportunities for them to come in on Tuesday and Thursdays every week at Fayetteville Virtual Academy, and it's optional. So if they would like help in their coursework, they can bring their laptops in, and we'll help them where they're at. And we also offer live lessons during the week, and so our students can come in on Thursdays and access those live hands-on lessons. We also offer field experiences once a week, and these are optional, but we encourage our students to attend at least once, one per week. We provide a variety of field experiences. The latest ones we've had included a visit to the U of A Archaeological Survey, and we also went to the Startup Junkie. And we are starting a club series with them. And so our students will have the option to participate in a 5 to 6 week long program with Startup Junkie, working through an entrepreneurial curriculum.
Is there a bit of learning for a principal of a virtual academy? I mean, for many of us, when we think of a principal, we think of a principal's office and we think of a traditional sort of relationship. What's different for you?
This is actually my first year as a principal, and so, I don't really have anything to compare it to, which is nice. However, I did work in traditional schools for 16 years prior to this year, and there are a lot of differences. A lot of the communication is more personal through email. We use Zoom conferencing, an app through Google, and we're able to do face-to-face conferences with the students and the teachers. Our teachers and students correspond via Zoom quite often. It's a lot like Skype. However, we're able to do more, like share a whiteboard, and our math teacher can work out the problem on the whiteboard, and it shows up on the student screen. We can also share screens with the students. So we can show them something on our screen, or we can give them the power to show us something on their screen that may be causing them problems or giving them a challenge that they need help with.
And this isn't a camera pointed at a whiteboard. This is actually on the screen.
It's integrated in the Zoom program. Yes.
That's pretty fascinating.
It is. It's amazing. And, you know, students who may not have reached out for help in a traditional setting feel a little bit more comfortable reaching out that way. They don't have to enable their camera if they don't want to, if they don't feel comfortable speaking in that Zoom application. They can type their questions or type their responses in a chat box.
Do you find it easier to explain to people if you're at a party or on a plane and you say, I'm a principal of a virtual academy? Do you notice more people get it, or are there still some of us who kind of look at you sideways like, what?
We still get a lot of sideways looks. you know, you get the scrunched up faces and people wonder, what is virtual learning? What does it look like? Where do the students go? How do they get help? And usually by the end of the conversation, you'll see their forehead to start to smooth out and see the light come on. And, you know, they start to wrap their mind around what this actually is. And it's nice to have a semester in now. We have a lot. We're able to explain things a lot easier with examples. We're able to show what the online courses look like and explain how we're able to support students in this setting.
Joanna Lever is the principal of the Fayetteville Virtual Academy. The school will include high school students beginning in the fall. Information can be found at fva.fayar.net. And yes, we have a link at ozarksatlarge.com. The physical location is the old Happy Hollow Elementary School building in Fayetteville. Applications for next year are being taken until February 27th. And if more applications are submitted than spots available, there will be a lottery on March 1st. Joanna Lever also says enrollment in the Virtual Academy does not mean students cannot participate in extracurricular activities like choir or athletics at Fayetteville High School. This is Ozarks at Large.